You have believers marrying unbelievers. Now, you know, you kids should listen to this because you might think one day, well, so-and-so is really attractive. So-and-so is good-looking. I'm going to marry them. I can turn them to Jesus. I can make them a soul winner. That's never going to happen. You know, if you choose to marry someone due to their looks and not because they're a Christian and they're not saved, you're probably going to have a mess in your family. You're not going to be able to serve the Lord if you decide you're going to be in between like the Catholic religion and the Baptist religion. You know, whenever you see this happen, it seems like people always go to the other false religion. You know, and let me tell you something, because here's the thing. If you're willing to give in on this point of who you should marry, you're probably going to give in on everything in life. You know, you're going to give in and say, well, you know, we can just go to the Catholic Church, you know, and we can give in on this and this. Forget about homeschooling. We'll do public schooling. You're going to give in on everything. Just decide today, kids, that you're going to marry someone who loves the Lord first and foremost before anything else.